Now, dictation for Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Owens, O-W-E-N-S, February 1158. Address as a letter to David Johns, J-O-H-N-S, P-A-C, 953-5329. Dear Mr. Johns, a follow-up for Mrs. Owens. Prior partial nephrectomy renal cancer, history of kidney stones, low magnesium, last visit October, no hospital visits, today comes in person, weight at home 212 to 13, denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. She's having some symptoms of esophageal reflux, and she's back on Protonix, P-R-O-T-O-N-I-X. Has been followed with surgeon Dr. Person, P-E-A-R-S-S-O-N. Prior history of esophageal dilatation, benign narrowing from reflux, no blood in the stools or diarrhea or melena, no changes in urination, no gross blood or passing stone, overweight, minor edema, no chest pain palpitation, no major dyspnea, review system negative, next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight magnesium replacement, amiloride, A-M-I-L-O-R-I-D-E, anticoagulation Xarelto, blood pressure lisinopril, for migraine on Inderal Topamax, amitriptyline, on Protonix. Next paragraph, today weight 218, blood pressure high in the office, 166.96. Repeat blood pressure 148.70 on the left side, morbid obesity, minor JBD, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, isolated premature beat, no pericardial rapt, no abdominal tenderness, no flank tenderness, I don't see much of edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. April, creatinine 0.8, normal, which is baseline, normal sodium potassium, normal acid base, normal magnesium 1.8. Previously, no gross anemia, normal liver testing, pre-diabetes A1C at 6.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, left-sided partial nephrectomy, renal cancer, kidney function is stable, as far as I'm aware, no recurrence of cancer. Recently, CAT scan, abdominal ultrasound, no malignancy, TASCAF enlargement of the liver from fatty liver, bilateral renal cyst, question kidney stones but no obstruction. Soft tissue density, anterior mediastinum, which apparently has not changed over time, comparing to April 2022, follows with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Next paragraph. History of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, remains on anticoagulation Xarelto. Next number, obesity, sleep apnea. Next number, prior elevated calcium at the time of HCTC has been discontinued back to normal. Next number, low magnesium on treatment. Next number, hypertension. Needs to be checked at home. I will not change it based on office numbers. We have a space on lisinopril that could go from 20 to 40. Might need to add other agents like calcium channel blocker. importance of physical activity, weight reduction, and low sodium. Next number, exposure to Protanix, which is also associated to low magnesium, trying to minimize to a short period of time. Does have, however, complications of reflux, including esophageal stenosis, benign, requiring dilatation. A trial of Pepcid or Zantac could be done if that will be controlling her symptoms. Come back in 6 to 7 months.